Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Congresswoman Kelly Morrison is accusing President Trump of trying to keep food away from children, seniors, veterans, and people with disabilities. The U.S. Supreme Court extended an order last night allowing the Trump administration to withhold full SNAP payments.
When multiple federal judges ordered that Trump pay out SNAP benefits, he said he'd only fund it by half and take months to get it out. And when the court said he needed to fund it in whole, he took his fight to not feed Americans all the way to the Supreme Court.
Morrison says Trump is the first ever president to block food assistance. The Senate Republican spending bill would reopen the federal government and fund SNAP benefits through September. Minnesota businesses say the Senate funding bill would effectively ban hemp-derived THC products. A provision in the deal to reopen the government would cap hemp products at 0.04 milligrams of THC. Hemp beverages and edibles in Minnesota are limited to 5 milligrams per serving. If the U.S. House passes the bill, hemp would become illegal within 12 months. Officials at Bent Paddle Brewing in Duluth say hemp helped save their small business when beer sales began to decline. A public hearing Thursday will look at the impact of federal cuts on Minnesota higher education. Part of the discussion will focus on grant money that's been eliminated. DFL Senator Jen McCune of Duluth says it's playing a huge role in futures of college students in northern Minnesota.
Students were in programs under these grants, able to do the work that they're doing, receiving graduate training, doing work out in the community as part of that graduate training, and now having that grant just yanked out from under them. It's just gone.
McCune says the Senate subcommittee hearing will also focus on student enrollment and whether these cuts mean more students will be forced to skip college. If you have a history of cigarette smoking, getting screened early for lung cancer can make all the difference. Pat McCone with the American Lung Association in Minnesota says it can be hard to detect the warning signs of lung cancer.
Most people that I've talked to about how they got diagnosed, they went in with a chronic cough or something that just didn't feel good, and they got diagnosed with bronchitis or chronic bronchitis. And by the time they actually got the CT scan, or it said they already had a tumor that was blocking an airway.
She says screening for lung cancer with annual low-dose CT scans among those at risk can reduce the lung cancer death rate by up to 20%. And the University of Minnesota men's basketball team plays its first road game tonight at Missouri. The Golden Gophers improved to 2-0 with a 95-50 win over Alcorn State Saturday at the Barn. The Tigers are 3-0 after a 106-68 victory over VMI. Mizzou beat Minnesota in 2023 at Williams Arena. This is MNN.